This is RSBNB Update, episode 33, recorded on Thursday, February 2nd, 2006. Well, into February now, second month of a 12-month year, the Valentine's month. So, what do you say we get started, Mr. Pika?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we got a wide variety of updates this week, ranging from a new board game to a fix on a random event. So, here we go. Rune Square is Harpy Bugs and New Potato Recipes. Sounds pretty interesting, hey?
I'm digging the potatoes right there.
Yeah, potatoes are actually good, but... Anyways. You remember back when they added the games room a long, long time ago?
A long, long time ago in an age gone by, I remember that.
Yeah. You remember that they added those two games, one like Connect Four and another one like Checkers?
It's pretty good, I like those games.
Yeah, but the problem is that nobody plays them.
I remember, like, after the first week, everyone stopped playing them.
That's right. So, to add to that, this week they added Rune Squares and Runeversy. I don't know, have you ever played, like, Squares or Reversy in real life?
No.
Because I haven't played any of those, so I'm at no clue what they mean. So, if anybody knows, please let me know what they mean. I don't know. I don't know, like, I've heard of them, but I haven't played them.
Oh, you're ringing, Shan.
Gotta stop that.
Yeah. I think it's silenced now.
Okay.
Anyways, so, a really, really annoying set of games that they've added. Not that good. So, it's time now. The next thing was the Harpy Bug Swarm. Level 33 Slayer required. Do you have that?
No, wait, level 33 Slayer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I think I'm 70.
I'm 69. You're beating me. Oh no. Anyways, so. Yes.
Like, what does this thing drop? Anything good?
I don't think so.
Not like a Dragon Plate or anything?
No,
like that.
Nothing like that.
Not worth,
no.
Is it worth the kill?
You need some lantern, but I don't know if you want to go kill it or not. Apparently, they dropped level 2 clues. We got a file going for it in the item database.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And where are these bugs located?
Probably on the island where you do the swarms and whatnot. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just looking at the RuneScape actual website, they've got some pretty interesting ads on there. Compatibility test, personality profile, criminal screening, and marital screening. Free. Date safer, date smarter. Go.
Amazing.
That's the kind of ads they have on RuneScape. Isn't that amazing for a game that's targeted at, like, younger teenagers?
Little 10-year-old kids going on dates? That's amazing.
I don't know.
What has the world come to, Shane?
It's a bad idea to have those kind of ads. Maybe I should report it or something. But anyways, we got
to... You should call one up and have it broadcast on this podcast.
You want me to?
Just, like, record it and then play it on here. That'd be great.
No, that's okay.
Like they'll probably ask you what kind of woman you want. Go and, like, describe it and all that.
Oh, my God. It gets worse even if you click on it.
Be like, I want a girl with big... You know, like that.
Sign up free to contact thousands of singles near you. I'm a man... seeking a... Then you can choose a man or a woman.
Can you choose, like... Just pick one? It doesn't matter?
I don't know, but...
Like a roll of the dice?
I don't know.
What?
Oh. Whew, thought it took over my browser. Oh, yes. That I don't know about that ad. Anyways. Ooh, that's bad.
Is it all good now?
Yes, we're fine. So...
Okay. That was a little extreme right there.
Yeah, that was a little digression there. But anyways, another update I didn't write down, but they updated the high scores list this week.
That's good. I actually saw it, and I saw a topic on the forums about the dragon two-handled sword and the dragon pickaxe.
Yeah.
And I thought they were fakes, and I actually went to the website again to take a second look, and there they were.
Yeah, I actually spotted the pickaxe one. But and the main new feature is you can compare certain people right now on here. So right now I'm comparing Pika69 to Shane1288, which I'm catching up to you, though. I'm catching up to you.
That's good.
You've got me beat in everything but ranging, magic, herblore, agility, thieving, and runecrafting.
Runecrafting. Who needs
but your... it can't compare your farming because it's not on high scores.
Never will be.
So, yeah, this also caused some downtime on our site, but that's all been cleared up now. So, there we go. Players can now use their culinary talents to make more baked potatoes with toppings ranging from a simple chili con carne potato to a mushroom and onion fry-up.
That's chili con carne.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
There's something for cooks of all levels. High-level cooks may find tuna and sweet corn potato to be very filling indeed.
Ew.
That sounds good, actually.
Tuna on a tater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, chili con carne, as you say it. It sounds kind of French.
It's Spanish.
It's meat and spicy sauce. Made from garlic and gnome spice. Egg and tomato is scrambled eggs with the tomato. I don't know, you have any idea how to get scrambled eggs?
I'd assume taking eggs and cooking them.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Where are the frying pans at?
Yeah, exactly. I think you put it in a bowl or something, then use it on the range, most likely.
Put on, like, a spade or something?
And then there's mushroom and onion. Fried bitter cap mushroom and fried onion. Yum.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I don't like mushrooms.
Oh, mushrooms are the best.
And then, the tuna and sweet corn is obvious tuna and sweet corn. So, that's pretty interesting.
Okay.
That was their, cooking update. And then they also, you remember the mysterious man would come and give you boxes and then you'd have to click on it and then it would spin around?
Yes.
They've adjusted it so colorblind people who are colorblind are able to see it better. So, that's good. That's a good update, I think, eh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't this like the fifth time they've updated it for that?
I don't think they ever have before.
I remember at least like once or twice.
Yeah, it must have made them clearer, but now it actually says like a number or something, so... Yeah.
That's stupid.
Okay.
Anyways, on to questions?
Yes, questions.
Okay.
First, we have an audio question from Alex43. I will play as a question now.
Lately, I found the Jagex team have been bringing a number of those amulets that allow you to understand the speech of RuneScape creatures. We've been able to talk to monkeys and cats, and now we can talk to camels. What creature do you think we'll be able to talk to next?
That's interesting. What do you think? What will we be able to talk to next?
Dragons.
Dragons? Without it, like, frying your head?
Ogres. Poison spiders.
Pretty much any monster, then, eh?
There should just be, like, a universal talking amulet that you can talk to anything.
Exactly. Amulet of Starspeak. It's a star means a wild card, so anything, then.
I don't... I think they'd really have a new one. There should
I don't know. What do you think we'd benefit most from talking about?
Trees.
Or talking to. Talking to trees now.
Trees.
That's a good one.
We can bargain with them so we get more logs from them.
Huh. Oh. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, so.
We could talk to, like, rocks.
You can already do that with your pet rock.
No, like the rocks we mine for ore and ask them like how they feel after we dig into their flesh and pull out the ore.
Uh-huh.
Ask them how it feels like to be murdered in such a cruel way.
I see.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I think the dragon idea might be a good one. Figure out what the dragons are all uptight about. So, yes.
What makes them breathe fire?
Yeah, it's a good question. Where does the fire in a fire dragon come from?
Why do it exist?
What?
And what's up with the moss giants and their crazy hair?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. It's very good. Good one. Yeah, so... I don't know. If I had to pick a monster right away that we could talk to, I'd have to say maybe an imp. Yes, that's a good one. Talk to an imp. Imps. Whenever I see an imp, I kill it.
Why?
Because. It's fun. Because imps are bad. If you remember in the one quest, in the imp catcher quest, they took everything, then you had to go get it back, so I kill an imp whenever I see it.
Well, yeah, but imps are just misunderstood creatures. They're truly innocent on the inside. Only a few of the corrupted ones that were corrupted by the evil society in which we've created for them went out and stole the stuff. So basically, they're not that bad. And you see, guys, every time you spam, Shane has to kill an imp. So please, guys, think of the imps. Okay.
Okay. So in other words, there's a little advertisement for don't spam that. Anyways.
Or else the imps will die.
That's right. But I kill at least 3 every day, so.
Hey, there's a good song on the radio.
Oh, that's nice. But. Anyway, thanks for that question, Alex. We're moving on to the next question. Next question is from PFK99, I believe. Yes. On the street, after the updates that included the lantern, what did you see the prices marked up to? I saw them up to around 100K, which is 1,000 times what they're worth in their shop value. These are the types of things new scammers take advantage of. A new update which no one has seen. If everyone would just take a minute to check the updates, these scams would never happen. Yeah, apparently these lanterns that you need from the Slayer monsters were selling for very high prices after the update. But people did not know that they were just something you can get from a Slayer Master. So.
Well, like, all the power to the scammers, I mean, because, like, if you're not smart enough to actually take a look at the updates on the main page, then who cares if you get scammed? I mean,
yeah,
it's just a part of life. You have to pay attention, guys. You have to, like, be informed of what's rare and what's not rare and what's new and what's old and all that.
Yes. Yeah. Stay informed and then keep on top of it, and then you be able to not be a victim of these scams. So.
And if you see a new item, ask someone you know where they come from, what the price is, how recent they are.
Yeah, that's it. Ask a friend.
Ask a friend.
So, yes.
Scammers hate when you tell them that you're going to ask a friend. Trust me, I know.
Oh, is that something saying that you scammed or you were scammed?
Nah. That's life.
Okay.
Let's go on to the next question, Shane.
Alrighty, then. This another one is from PFK99s. PFK99s. Where do you train? Do you buy the stuff you use? Like simple stuff like runes, arrows, food, etc., etc.?
When you train, not where do you train.
Oh, when you train. Okay.
Okay.
You go first.
I don't train magic that much or range, so I'll leave the runes and arrows out. But as far as food, it's usually... I usually buy lobsters if I need them for like small assignments, you know, that I don't want to waste sharks on.
Mm.
And when I do major training, like for levels, I just use sharks that I fish. So there's not that much of an expense.
Yeah.
Because if you know me well, you know that I hate spending money, so.
Yep. I don't... Oh, really? You don't like spending money?
Not really. I like my GPs.
Yeah. GPs are good. Yes. What do I do? If, for example, it's something simple, I'll just go use what I have, because most times I have a stock of lobster in my bank that I'll just use. As for runes and stuff, if it's a lot of training, I will go buy it. But if it's a few things, I'll probably just make it. So, yeah, that's what I do. Runes, arrows, fish. Arrows I make my own. Why buy arrows when, well, you could buy heads, but when you have 80 fletching, you can make all the arrows, so just why not make them yourself, right?
That's true. I recently made 100,000 of them, of seal ones, and I sold them for a nice little profit.
Oh, that's good.
A lot less than I wanted to sell for, but it was
all good. Oh, yeah.
It was just over half of what I wanted to sell for. I don't know what it is, but recently arrows have been really hard to sell.
Yeah. I don't know, mate. I think they're all mages now.
So, guys, support the Fletchers and pick up ranging, because...
Pick up ranging stuff?
It's a good skill to train. Trust me.
Yeah, it is good, but, yeah. So, just a little note on this. It does seem that people are... It's a buyer's market for runes out there right now. Meaning, if you want to buy runes, it's far easier to buy a rune than it is to sell a rune. I've experienced this myself, so try and if you're like I don't know, I don't. Just it's hard to sell runes. I had trouble selling like a whole bunch of oh my god, like air runes and chaos runes. They took forever to sell. So, they did take a while. So, if you can, try and sell something that's easy to sell. Or whatever I'm saying, okay? I was just really hurt by how long it took to sell them. Thank you, PFK99s.
You bring out the true feelings of Shane.
Anyways, the next question is, how do you make movies? From Squirrel.
So, need a camera.
So, Pika, how does Pika make movies?
Wait, what kind of movie? Like a flash movie?
It doesn't say what kind of movie.
An animated, like, image? Well, first you need... I'm assuming an actual movie. So what you need is a camcorder. Like, the one I have, it's a JVC Digital... Mini DV.
Right.
That's what it is.
That's what you want? You want a mini DV?
Yeah, they're good. They're okay.
Yeah.
The one I have, you can only store photos on the memory card, but I think some of them you can actually store footage on the memory cards.
Yeah.
So you'd have to look into it. And you can get decent ones for a reasonable price. Like mine was $400, including everything. About like $420 for every single little thing I had to buy.
Yeah.
Including memory card and all that good stuff. So, and then you want to make sure that it works for you and all that. And then you want to have a program on your computer to edit it with.
This is where I'll step in right here.
Yeah, I don't have a program myself yet, so...
I'll step in, and maybe you can take some advice from this, too. Okay. One other thing that you want to do here is make sure you get a tripod.
That's okay. I don't
so, you're, so it's going to be nice and steady if you're wanting to do, like, a video show or something.
Unless it's like a Blair Witch Project kind of
thing. Yeah. So, you want to do something like that. But anyways, editing software. It really depends if you're on Windows or Mac. I'm going to assume Windows here. But if you're just wanting to get into editing with the basic stuff, probably go with Windows Movie Maker. Even though it's pretty bad, you could start with that. And something to work up to would be Adobe Premiere Elements, which is about $100.
Now, for Windows Movie Maker, does that come with Windows XP, or is that
something it comes with everything since Windows XP.
Okay.
So, yes. But I wouldn't recommend that.
You have, like, Home Edition or Professional?
It doesn't... There's just one edition of Windows Movie Maker, so... It really depends what you want to do with it. But if you're finding... You can't do multiple tracks in Movie Maker... So that's kind of hard to overlay videos and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't want to be messing with that. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's that. And then after, you're going to obviously want to compress it. If your audience is just Windows, you could probably go with something like Windows Media. Or if you want to be more universal, go with something like Xvid or DivX. And if you... We're doing this on a Mac. It would be all so much easier because, as far as I know, the Macs still come with their own video editing program, which I'm told works better than a Movie Maker for Windows. And you wouldn't need to spend anything on that. But for somebody who has some experience with that, you might just want to go with get Adobe Premiere Elements. So, or if it's Flash, Macromedia Flash, which I know Pika has some experience with. I have his Flash movie posted somewhere.
It's so. I have very limited experience.
So, yeah, so I'll put a link to Pika's video here. Anyways, I suppose that sums up questions, hey?
Yes.
Okay, on to tech news now. Apple's being sued over hearing loss in iPod owners. So basically, they've sold more than 42 million of these devices, and you think that this lawsuit would have already come up about hearing damage. So, I don't know. They can generate sounds which are of more than 115 decibels. You've taken sound physics, right?
Sort of.
Yeah, so you know at 120 decibels is the threshold of pain, right?
Yes.
So, that's getting pretty close there. So it is kind of loud. I don't know. You don't have an iPod, do you?
I'm going to get one soon.
Yes.
My friend's going to give me his. It's really cool. It's like the black one with like the red button thingy or whatever.
Oh, right. That one. That's the U2 iPod.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's just going to like give me it because like, he got a new one or something. So.
Yeah. That's, I wouldn't recommend you take that.
Well, it's free, so.
Oh, I guess.
It's better than my Dell because the million and first time I've dropped it, the screen doesn't work now.
Really?
But Dell things are pretty good, actually. It's lasted me this long, so.
Yeah.
I do recommend the Dells. They're pretty good.
Yeah. So it can, this could damage your ear if played at maximum volume for more than 28 seconds a day.
Yes. So.
It was pulled off shelves in France to receive an upgrade to limit the volume to 100 decibels. Something to think about, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Just a note with iPods, make sure you keep your ear canal clean and keep your earbuds in your own ears and don't wear anyone else's because that can spread disease.
Yeah, so don't spread syphilis, guys.
Yeah, so in other words, keep your own earbuds in your own ears and don't use anyone else's.
There should be, like, little earbud condoms.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
So next time, so when you're going to listen to someone else's music, use protection, guys.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Pika, for that. Okay. Whew. Next tech news. Internet Explorer 7, Beta 2, goes public. So basically what this is the beta of Internet Explorer 7. It's supposed to have tabs and better CSS support. I have yet to try it because I don't want to... I use Firefox, so I don't know. You think I should try it?
No.
No?
I think it'd be a waste of your time.
Yeah, we like Firefox here, don't we?
Yes, we support Firefox.
So... Just a little note there. If it's something you're interested in, maybe go take a look at that. So, yeah.
And my Firefox actually just updated today or yesterday.
Yeah, it updates itself.
Yeah, I didn't know it did that. That's amazing. So, yeah. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and did you know if you middle click a tab in Firefox, it closes it?
Really?
Yes. So that's kind of interesting.
I just hit the little X.
Yes.
Whichever works for you.
Okay, so just something to watch out that Internet Explorer 7 might be out by the end of this year, and it'll be for sure shipping with Vista. So, yeah. Anyways, moving on to the final tech news story. Do you get much spam?
Yes. Oh, I thought you were asking the audience.
No, I was asking you.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, sadly I do too, so.
Well, I don't go to certain websites which have a lot of spam.
Okay.
If you can,
yes.
Of questionable content. I'm not going to say specifically.
Yeah, we know exactly what you mean there, so. Yeah.
Anyways, so.
Okay, well, you guys see there's an unsubscribe link in the bottom of the spam, correct? Well, if you click that, it's just likely that your email will be sold to other spamming companies, and they'll just get more spam.
Can't you sue them for that?
You can't probably yourself, but the government could if it's a... I know they charged the first spammer not too long ago.
Yay.
So, but, and so there's, they sell your addresses to other services when you click on that. But there's this website here that has a database where you enter the IP or email address of the spam company, and then it'll tell if they're safe to unsubscribe from. So there's three links here with databases in it. So this article has links with the databases. So take a look at these if you're having spam trouble.
Yay, the White Stripes are on the radio.
What's that?
It's a band. It's a good band, the White Stripes.
Oh, never heard of them.
Aw, man, you're missing out, Shane.
No, I never heard of them. Anyway, so, just read this article. It's something definitely interesting. Or you could just filter it out. Most ISPs now offer spam filtering services and whatnot, so. Yeah. I think that's it for tech news.
Yeah. This next rent is genius.
Yeah, you can read it.
Okay, first rent. An exact quote from me after reading the ladies behind the scenes. Quote, it's good that the games room is getting attention, but without a stake in future. It will be empty again in a week, end quote. Yes, it's getting empty again, Jagex. I went there the first day and there were about 10 people in the southwest corner, and that's about as busy as it got. Just went there a few minutes ago. Not one player there. The games are nice, but the reason people are playing RuneScape is so that they can advance their character. This is the problem. Your character gains nothing. If we wanted to play these games just for fun, we would do so somewhere else, on another small game site. I agree.
Yeah.
If you're going to have these games on RuneScape, there needs to be RuneScape rewards. Yeah, like pizzazz points or something. You know?
Pizzazz.
Pizzazz. Yeah.
Not much
anyways.
Pizzazz this week, though.
Okay. Continuing. Go to the Duel Arena right now, and you know why there is people there? Do I even have to say it? Staking. Money to be made. Hate to say it, but told you so. World 6. 5 people. I'm assuming this is the amount of people. It doesn't say so. So World 6 has 5 people. World 9 had 1 person. World 12 had 5. World 18, 25. Surprisingly, for the 25 on 18. But 18 does have a lot of people.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Anyways, World 23 had 0, World 24 had 0, World 26 had 6, World 27 had 1. And that was just the guy just walking around, going to different worlds. And in World 6, it had 0 people. And that's the end of that rant, so... Well, it's not really a rant, it's just kind of like a... I don't know.
Yeah, just one thing there, you kind of... Your signal quality kind of degraded, so I'm just going to say, World 66-0, and then it says, I went back again. Kind of just lost you there for a second.
It must be my whatever signal going on.
Yeah, so...
I'm on my wireless tier, so...
Oh, yeah.
That happens.
Okay. Next rant. Oh, ooh. God, we got long ones this week.
I want to read this one.
Okay.
Go ahead. Drew Haxor... When the purple cloud comers, you heal. What?
When okay, the purple cloud comes, you heal.
It's written in Leet, so it's hard.
Yeah.
To decipher here. Hacks. What? WDF. I can't quite say that. There's no. The FCC rules. Let's see. Okay, I'm tired of being called a hacker or haxer, as some people say, for using Guthin and healing. Meet me at Lesser Demons. How would you be a hacker for using Guthin?
You're not.
Isn't it... Oh, this is one of those where we get to say it's part of the game.
Yep.
Yes. That pretty much sums it up. So the guy's getting called a hacker for using Guthin.
There's more.
Healing with it.
There's more. There's a whole set of dialogue there.
Oh, I thought that was a different rant.
No. That's part of the dialogue.
Oh dear. This
you
want to
read
rant.
It?
Puts on armor. Me. Hits a 15 and fast. Level 60 with Maul. Hacks with your armor. Make you heal hacksing nebular. Then it has a bunch of ones and exclamation marks and a shift. Then it says, expected question. Jagex can improve this. It should be locked. I'm ranting and suggesting. Suggestion. New rule. Accusation. You must not accuse any players of hacking, scamming, or autoing, etc. If you suspect a player doing any of those or something else, use the report abuse button. Do not accuse.
That sounds good, and actually.
Wow, this is really random.
Yeah, I don't know.
It says February 13th.
No, let's start in the next one.
Oh.
Yes.
It just kind of runs together.
Yeah. So, basically someone at level 60 or something is complaining that this guy, he thinks it's a hack, that this guy is getting healed by the use of Guthan. Which is kind of funny, I think so. Don't you?
There's nothing funny about this, Shane.
Why not?
You cannot make humor out of Guthan armor. Oh. And it's a sad state when people like make fun of when we make fun of the people that call them hackers, you know, because like I don't know what it is. These people have these mental deficiencies or something. It's not funny. We have to do something about it, like ban them or something. You know, it's for their own good.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Just because you have this armor doesn't mean that you are
hacked
able to.
It.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So, I don't know about this one. It's a real problem. But I think the problem is that these people aren't educated enough. I think there should be this place, this island somewhere.
Yes.
That after each update, called the Education Island. Anybody below level 60 gets teleported to this island and has to complete a tutorial on the new update.
But what if you're like a level 3 like skill person that has like 99 whatever?
Well, then there would be an option to disable teleportation to whatever island I called it.
If you're level 3?
Yes.
Okay.
There'd always be an option to disable it, so yeah. Thank you for that rant, Anonymous.
Let's okay, I'll read the next one.
Okay, I'll read the next one.
Uh-huh, but I wanted to read the next
okay.
one.
Okay.
Okay, February 3rd, 2006, 149, edit message. Well, I just recently finished my record of how often I get begged. Start, 2:45 p.m. PST. Beg 1, 2:46. Oops, scroll down. Okay, beg 1, 2:46. Got any spare stuff for free? Beg 2, 2:52. Can you give me some stuff? Beg 3 at 3 o'clock. Can I have your ball and chain? Which would be a flail. Ooh, can I have your balls?
Okay.
Wow, that's a lovely
next.
Thing to hear.
Next.
Okay, beg 4 at 3:11. Hey, that's a band. 3:11? They suck anyways. Anyways, beg number 4 at 3:11. Can I have free stuff, please? Beg 5 at 3:19 to 3:21. Free stuff, please. Please. Which I would assume would be go over and over. Beg 6 at 3:24. Can I have some stuff? Beg 7 at 3:33. Got any new member stuff for free? Beg 8 at 3:41. I got hacked. Can I have some free stuff? Beg 9 at 3:42. Can I borrow your whip? Can I borrow your whip? Wow. Lovely.
I don't know. Do you want to borrow my whip?
Yes, Shane.
Really?
I'll borrow it forever.
No.
Nine begs in 1 hour.
That's got to be a record. Basically, whenever someone begs me, I just run away.
Or just log out.
Yeah, something like that.
I hardly ever get begged, even like... Well, mostly on like free-to-play when I meet people on there.
Yeah, there's still some stuff in this rat to read.
Yeah, but you just got off track, and it made me get off track, and we're, like, all off the track, you know.
Oh, well, I'm back on track now. You want to continue reading?
Yes, I realize my main outfit is very expensive. Probably, like, mage robes. And yes, I realize I can turn off chat. And yes, I realize that there is an ignore list. So use it, idiot. However, when I turn on, some people do have fairly interesting things to say, and you miss out on some nice stuff. Earlier I got Zami page for just 80k. Wow, I wouldn't pay 80k for a Zami page.
Yeah, you would.
Why?
They go for 200k normally.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were low.
No. Zamorak ones are the most expensive.
Why?
High demand? Because they offer some positive bonus something, I forget. I think a magic bonus. So.
Like the complete book?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like the little pages. I just thought it would be like high demand, because I remember when I was buying mine, they weren't that expensive. Okay, like 100k each at minimum. Or like maximum. Anyways. And even then, it's still annoying to watch people follow you. Magnorless is completely full, and I'm constantly recycling to fit all the people I hate into 100 slots.
Oh, God.
Because I'm rich, because I'm a rich outfit doesn't mean I am stupid enough to let you borrow my whip. Stop following me and let me get on with my business. Some desperate people will even follow you until you give them money to go away. What the hell? I mean, what the bleep? Options to fix this. 1. Expand Ignoreless. 2. Make excessive begging against the rules. 3. Put please do not beg or ask other players for free items or money in the message of the box week.
Temporary solution. Week of the box. Week box. Note, number 1 was level 96.
Yes.
That's sad. Hey?
I've begged people.
Really?
Well, like, because they begged me, so I begged them back.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Ah, well, I don't know. What do you want to say about this one?
I think this guy's a loser and needs to take off his little mage robe so people don't follow him.
How do you know they're mage robes?
I'm just assuming, because he says that he, like, goes on about how his outfit is so expensive and so rich.
Well, maybe it's a full dragon with a party hat.
Or maybe it's nothing good at all, and he's making this rant up.
Maybe. Who knows? So what are you going to say?
I think he just pulled all this out of his ass or something, because this makes no sense.
Well,
he's probably on a free-to-play world, showing off, and no wonder people beg him.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. So. Just got to analyze it like that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's part of the game. That one works.
This is beyond part of the game. This is just a part of life. If you cannot handle people begging you in a game, then I feel sorry for you. Just get over it.
Okay.
You don't need to write an essay about how people beg you. Look, if you're this obsessive about people begging you, then turn off RuneScape and get off your fat ass and go outside, okay? That's all there is to it.
Huh. Okay. Might not be a fat ass, though. But anyways, that pretty much sums up the main.
Okay, let me say it nicely. Turn off RuneScape and go outside and play, little kids, because, well, RuneScape is just corrupting you. Don't play it.
Well, that was a good one. Anyways, I want to ask you something.
Yes.
You know in Lumbridge, right?
Yes.
There's a man, right?
Oh, yeah.
Walk around?
He even tells you not to beg. Doesn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, the RuneScape guy, the guy with the weird staff and the weird boots. Oh.
That wasn't my point, though.
What about him?
There's men in Lumbridge that people thieve off of, right?
Yeah.
Is it mean for me to kill the men while people are thieving off them?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So I shouldn't kill them when there's somebody thieving off it?
I wouldn't. That's just mean.
Well, I do that. So.
Wow, Shane. You're a very uncompassionate person.
Well, that's who I am.
That's just horrible. I mean, why would you do such a thing?
I don't know. So, yeah. I think that's that. What have we been doing on RuneScape?
Not much.
Not much? Not much, hey?
I sold my gilded.
Oh, really? That's good.
What?
Why are you selling everything?
Well, that's the only thing I've sold so far. I sold it for 3.7 and 3 fully charged glory amulets.
Well, that's good.
So that's like 4 mil right there. It's not bad.
No. Glories don't go for 100k each anymore.
They don't?
No.
How much are they now?
80.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
This game is going to crap.
Yeah,
look,
so.
Look, I remember back in the day. Back in the day, before like the dragon squares and all, I mean, before the dragon chains and the legs and all that, dragon squares were 7 million, meds were like 2.5, and that was like pretty much all the dragon armor, and it was good stuff. And glories were like 100k, party hats were like 4 million, maximum. And those were the good old days. I have no idea what's going on anymore.
How long ago was this?
Like a year. No, not even a year. Like 6 months.
I don't think so.
Really?
I think maybe 2 years.
2 years.
Oh, I missed out on that entire party hat thing.
Because I remember when I had my red, this guy offered me like... Oh, no, because it was after Granite Shields came out, even.
Because
I remember he offered me a yellow party hat and a Granite Shield for my red, and I almost accepted because, like, reds were like 3.9, mm-hmm. and yellows were like 3.4 or something like that. 3. Mm-hmm. something. So it was a fair trade, but I almost did it.
Yeah, well...
And then now, party hats are over 100 million for like blue.
You should have kept that red one.
I wish I did.
How'd you get it again? The general store?
Maybe.
Okay.
Things have a habit of just finding me along the way.
Right, okay. What I've been up to, Project Green?
Yes, Project Green.
Yeah, so, that's what I've been up to. Not much about that, so. What do you think's coming this week? What do you think's coming up this coming week?
For updates?
Yeah.
Probably like a penguin speak amulet.
Oh, that's a good idea. Penguins, they said they were going to add a frozen area up north. That's a good idea. I like that. Me, they're going to destroy whatever I'm working on. They're going to destroy Herblore. Just as I'm getting closer.
They will.
Or farming. So, I think we're done, hey? In this episode?
Pretty much.
Of RSBNB update? Just looking at your thing here, your Flash movie here. So, here's Pika's Flash movie. I'm just taking a look. It says, it goes really quick. It says, "Hello, everyone. That includes you, Shane. This is my movie." Then a whole bunch of little circles pop up. "It's quite good." "Well, not really all that well, but it's getting there." Then some more squiggles.
It's like
more squiggles.
It's like the basic of the basic.
More squiggles and more squiggles. More! Pika. There we go. So, we'll post a link to this on there. So, I think we're done. So, see you guys all next week.
Okay.
Toodaloo.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I love you guys. You complete me. All however many of you listen to this.